JerusalemCast.com and...
Fine, so let's go, because we told people to see the 11:30, so try to get started on it right away. Fox is coming, we're supposed to make a scene. Oh, so just we're going to have fun. We welcome all the newcomers to all the different ages. Okay, we have each. You teach them? Fine. So over here, Chaim says that even though a lot of bad mitzvahs destroy the soul, but Lashon Hara destroys the fabric of the soul.
The what?
Lashon Hara destroys the fabric of the soul. Even though a lot of bad mitzvahs, anger, insensitivity, all these bad character traits destroy the soul, Lashon Hara destroys the whole thing. Like, you know, it's a master now. Like, and he says, the Torah says that Israel directs, says, Lo telech l'achil ba'amecha. Don't go as a peddler of gossip among your people. And this is the Israel deraisa. So therefore, as one of the 613 commandments, instead of speaking Lashon Hara, the approach with the severity we attach to eating non-kosher food. Got that?
What was the last one?
Said that since speaking Lashon Hara is an Israel deraisa,
of
Lo telech l'achil ba'amecha, Chaim says, to us, we should attach the severity to speaking Lashon Hara just as severe it is to us to eat non-kosher food. It's just as much as a deraisa as eating non-kosher food.
Well, that's for sure.
Well, that's worse. That's seven. Seven. Yeah, it's 7-11. Fine. Now we're going to try to finish the parish of Hashem's help. And whoever didn't finish, you could eat from the seam and you can finish it later. Fine, let's try to see this last mark. So we said we're holding now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines of the back. We said in the Mishnah, the Parvan Rabbi Akiva said, if we would be in the time of the Sanhedrin, if we would have been there, no one would have ever got killed. We would have asked questions that are impossible to answer. We would have asked questions to the witnesses, which they would not have been able to answer. And therefore, we would say your testimony isn't good enough, so we would never kill anybody based on testimony. So that's what they said. Now the Gemara wants to know, what was their trick question that they asked that it was impossible to answer? What was their impossible question? Let's see the Gemara inside. Rav Tarfon, Rav Akiva, Omer, Ilu Hayudu, on the first wide line. Gemara asks, Hechi, how, Hava Abdi, how would they do this? Hechi, Hava Abdi, how would they do this? How would they do this? Gemara asks, Hechi, Hava Abdi, how would they do this? How would they do, how would they make that the Eidim would have, what would be the question you would ask that the Eidim would not know how to answer? Right?
The protocol.
What was the protocol? What was the protocol that they would use in order to make that they would never be able to answer? What question would we ask the Eidim of the candidate? The Gemara answers. So Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Lazar, the Amri Tavayu, both of them both say, Dilma, the Re'isim Trefahara, Shalom Hara, did you see if he killed a Trefah, a person who was Trefah, which is a person who had a sickness, one of the 18 diseases or illnesses, they would have died within 12 months. Or a shalom, maybe you killed a whole person. You're trying to tell me Reuben killed Shimon and Reuben killed a live person. Maybe Shimon was really pretty dead. Maybe because he was a treifa and therefore halachically he's considered dead. So Reuben killed a dead man. If Shimon would have died within 12 months anyways, we don't look at it like Reuben killed a live person. We look at it like he killed a dead man. So what happens? Two ways in contrast and say, two Eidim come to Besin and say, Reuben killed Shimon. So we asked him, but do you know that Shimon was a live, healthy person? Maybe he would have died anyway. And maybe he would have died anyways. So we can't kill Reuben based on your testimony. It's good?
Why do you ask that of the witnesses? They're not coming to testify on the physical health of the victim, they come to testify what happened.
No, they sent him to testify.
So you're right, so the court could say, you're right, is a great piece of testimony, you saw it, we believe you. But you know what, we don't know if he would have died anyway, he already had a terminal illness. We don't know. And because of our logical reasoning, we don't know. But why I would specifically say that's a question to pose to the, to the witnesses
is,
that they can't answer.
Because
the
whole
thing...
He killed him. That's what they get their job to do. Their job was to stand and say, did you see him kill him? Yes,
okay,
I killed him.
And
they sent
out and throw it out by saying, you know what, he was a trooper.
Uh-huh, that's what I'm saying. Historically, they could throw it out by saying, maybe he was a trooper. But it's not
either.
It's not
because
they're
giving to try to behind him from Easter. But they can't be hiding him because if they can't testify that this person is, if you kill him, then you're hiding him for that. That's part of their testimony.
Technically, if the Beis Din does this and they say, well, you know what, actually, we don't know if he was a traitor or not, then the guy can get off.
100%.
That's what
they're trying to show. But the means of showing it are by pinning it on the witnesses as if it's there.
You're not pinning anything on them.
What are the witnesses?
You're asking them the question to say, what you guys saw, that so-and-so killed so-and-so, well, listen, you don't have x-ray vision. You don't know if they really killed him. Maybe he was a dead man before.
It has to be a valid, valid. That's what they hold. They're back here. There are two questions you can ask.
You don't know that there wasn't a slice in his heart, and his heart was going to burst. And yeah, you don't know that.
Well, the sword
and
went
that
through.
Has to be, and, you're, and basically what they're saying is if you want to get this guy... so then you have to say, we checked his entire body, he's healthy.
I agree 100% if we're talking a civil claim. A civil claim, I bring a case against you because I want to get something, I'll bring in the claim. The witnesses are not, it's not my job to get him killed, I'm here to say what I saw.
But then you're throwing it out.
Yeah, but what you saw, isn't enough evidence to Mekhayev it. So you're not giving it. And we're talking about what happens if it happened in the Midbar. So who was there? Only the Aiding and the people and the guy who was killed and the murderer.
Right.
So they saw it. So the Beis Din can't check it out. We have to hear from you. We have to hear. You're giving witness, so you have to give us all the information. And since you can't give us all the information, case is out.
Exactly.
And that's what Rabbi Akiva is.
No, but there's another way. Say he's a smoker.
Yeah.
Cancer. Yeah. Say he's using a cell phone.
Right.
Cancer to the brain.
Okay.
Dead in a year.
He didn't have this stuff then.
No, I'm talking about now.
So that's the case. So that's your cue of time for they always not dismiss every case. Every time two witnesses are found.
Just want to point out. I don't know if you mentioned in the shiur that. What's it? Rashi says it that it says if they were Rabbi Akiva were after the time of
as we said in the Mishnah, they said if we would have been there in the time that we said we would have not killed.
You're
them.
Right, but he said there was a Sanhedrin, but it wasn't in the Lishkat, so they didn't have the authority to kill. There was a Sanhedrin. There still was a Sanhedrin.
If we would have been in the time of the Sanhedrin that killed people, that's what we said, right?
That happened in
Koach. And then the Fashas, that's what Rashi said in the Mishnah. If it would be in the Sanhedrin and the time they did the Fashas, then we would have stopped.
Right.
Oh, good. So let's try to finish over here. So again, even if you're going to tell me that he was healthy, and Rashi, you checked all 18 trefas and you saw he was healthy, all 18 ways that a person could die within the year. Dilma, maybe, Mamakam Sayyid, Nekavat, maybe the guy got killed in the place where the sword was. Maybe the place where the guy stabbed him. He had a hole. You stabbed the guy in his heart. Could be right there, he had a hole in his heart anyway. And he would have died within the year. So still you killed it, so it still was something. So you two ate him, your testimony can't be fully clear to us.
Never.
Never.
Ever.
So therefore, we'll never kill anybody. So Maisa, what about the bialis erva? Someone who goes with a erva, one of the people that they're not allowed to marry, right? Hichi hava avi. How would you do it? How do you dismiss the edus? How do you figure out a way to dismiss their edus? Abaye, Rabbi Dami Tavayu, Abaye and Rabbi both said they would ask the person, Reisit, we would ask them, Reisit, did they see Kimichal b'shveferis? Like a, Mechal is really like a piece of wood in a tube, meaning like a mascara. Meaning a mascara is like a Mechal, it's like a stick, and they put it in the tube of makeup.
Mechal
is Rashi says, now Rashi and Mechal are here. Rashi, because Mechal is usually makeup. Hey, Rashi and Mechal.
Mechal is blue.
Right, Mechal is blue. Right, Rashi is over here. Rashi, when you see Rashi, Rashi says the word Mechal really over here is referring to the stick. The stick that you stick into like the mascara thing, and then the shveferis is the tube, and the Mechal is that's the stick, the Mechal is shveferis. So Aiden, who saw, we say, did you see like a Mechal is shveferis? So now they were asked, what about the Rabbanan? Rabbanan heichi daidu. So Rabbanan, how can they ever kill anybody by accepting testimony? Every scenario, they say, Ezra, the Rukir of Tarfon. They should say, you don't know exactly the story. You don't know if the guy's a treifa, this and that. Say, so how could the Rabbanan ever kill anybody? Mar says, the Amr Shmuel is something we hold like Shmuel. The Amr Shmuel, the Minafim, Mishayiru, Kiminafim. That says, people who look like they're doing Niyah, you don't have to actually see the story. If they look like they're in scenario, then the Eden is good enough for the Eden to testify. You don't have to actually see the Maisa. Let's see Rashi here.
The answer is for the second
part,
not the first
part. Well, yeah, but it would, right, because on the first
part. Well, you would probably, you could easily answer it, you go after the Rov. Because Rov and the Trafis are not, most
people,
animals.
So that's not wrong. He says if it looks like a duck, it's quite like a duck, it's a duck. Right,
it's
not the guy what it looks like.
If you look like, you look like a healthy guy, he wasn't walking around like he's having a heart attack, then you assume he's a healthy guy.
I mean, you could have that chance. We have that, I think there's another Gemara also that, what about if a person hits his father? Or whatever, so he's Chayav Misa. So, well, there are a percentage that it's not really his father. Maybe he hit him and it's not really his father. His mother was a Mazana. So you could say,
we go
after the road.
So the Rav Kiva, Rav Tarfa, which they would always try to get at it, say they ate them aren't good Aiden. Maybe the guy was a treifa, we didn't have the story clear. Rav Anna say, no, you assume, you look at the story the way we see it. You assume everything is normal. You see Reuben kills Shimon, you assume Shimon was a healthy guy. He's walking around healthy. You don't have to assume that he has a hole in his heart. You don't have to assume he has like a hole in his lung. He's walking around. If he looks like he's healthy, you could assume, you assume that he's healthy. If it looks like everything looks normal, you just assume everything's a normal case. Unless you rash you here. In Tetzel Lema Shalim Harag, we said, the cure of time would say maybe the guy had a hole in his heart. He's a traitor. Even if you're going to tell me you want to assume that the guy was still whole, he didn't have any problem with him. Sheyer, let's see, what did Rashi say? Sheyer, that they say. But Kanu, we checked him, La'achar Misa, saying after he died. Because when Esri Trefas, we checked all 18, I don't know exactly how they did this, but said they checked for all 18 Trefas after the guy died. That was autopsy. Somehow they figured it out. I don't know how they checked for all 18 Trefas.
Earlier she said that sometimes.
What, the Sajjan did autopsy?
They have to know Kishin.
They saw through.
No, there's a way to determine whether someone has a hole in their heart. It's just that, if they have thin lips, if their lips are blue, if their fingertips are blue, they're not getting enough oxygen.
My son
had a hole in his heart. My stepson has a hole in his heart.
The Rabban actually missed 70 or 72
trefoot.
So he said to Mechabesh Shveferes, what did Rashi say? Rashi explains what's the Mechabesh Shveferes. Let's see Rashi inside. The eight Eidim is Sakum Mechab. What's Rashi Shveferes? What's a Shveferes? Is a Kane is like a reed, hollow, which is hollow. Shenaisa by Kham, that you put it into the Kham, which is like the stick that you dip in. Look, Holy Night to paint the eyes, to put eye makeup, a mascara. Mikhal Rashi says, who kesam? This is like a little piece of wood, like a toothpick. Kesam dak, like a thin piece of wood. Shabbat, that with this, Nitzel and Atzavi, you take the makeup. We take a from out of this reed, out of the like the container. It's like a mascara. That's the same exact thing. And then we ask, what did Rashi say? Rabbanon, Rabbanon, the Machai Misa, Allah Erba, Rabbanon, the Machai Misa, Hechi, Daini, how could they judge? The Edu Edus, Heim Harkin, which Edus could they ever kill these people? Hayal says, Balav Hachi Batki, the Edim never checked to see exactly what's happening. So they were answered, Mishayiru Kuminatin. What did Rashi say? Mishayinagu, when they're acting in Yaniyot, Shashaykh Mabakir of Basar, they're lying near each other. If it looks like they're being mizan, then you can assume they're doing that very. You don't have to see the whole story. This there, but in all, two Edom could always, if they're just say Edos, they don't have to see the whole story. They could say they saw it generally, and it's good enough. So how do Allah kids on the Edom? So Baruch Hashem, we're zecher here to learn everything 5, 10 lines in Gemara for 3 months. Baruch Hashem, and we're zecher to finish the parak. So that also, Aaron, you want to see me on Titus also? Once you made a scene, might as well make up.
Sorry to interrupt your beautiful mazel tov to everybody. And the Titus speaks about the holiday of Tugav and how it was a very, very special day in the Jewish people. So the end of the Gemara just speaks about our marriage to the Eibishter. So it says in the future, Amr Ula Biroi, Amr Bielazar, Atibe Kodesh Baruch Hu Lasos Makol Tzadikim. In the future, the Eibishter is going to make a big circle and he's going to sit all the Tzadikim. And he said, why do you make a circle? Why can't they just be in a crowd and push and like everybody else? So in a circle, everybody's equal. Nobody's closer, nobody's further. Everybody's in an equal position from the Eibishter. Ruh Yoshev B'neim B'Gan Eden, he's going to sit in the middle of them in Gan Eden. Kol Echad Echad Nara B'Etzvoya, and everybody's going to point to the Eibishter. Shne'emar, how do we know that? Be'amar B'yom Ahu, Hinei Eloheinu Uzeh Kivinu Lo, V'Yoshienu Uzeh Hashem Kivinu Lo, Negil V'Nisprecha B'Shvosoy, and Hashem will, they said on that day that Hashem, this is our God. We hope to Him. We say He saved us. This is Hashem to whom we hope. Let us exult and be glad in His salvation. And therefore, Adan Allah B'Shoshat Rakim, Adan B'Shikam B'Sekhet Ta'anit. Adan Allah B'Sekhet Ta'anit, 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 Adan Allah B'Sekhet Ta'anit,
Amen.
Is the rug getting a share?
I don't know. Some people have a share.